The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Stephen Hines, author of Zombie Fabulous, Rebirth Defect, and Valedictorian USA. And you, my friends, are getting your skulls crushed by the pile driver of John Orlando with his PBD cast in your face.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 423. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD cast. Well, WrestleMania 40 is just a few days away, and that means only one thing, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta sit down and chat with the pro wrestling pundits. But unfortunately, we will be without DJ Joey Blaze for this episode. DJ Joey Blaze is a little bit under the weather as we were recording this, and he opted not to participate. So it's just going to be Ringside Rand and I running down our thoughts about the big show that's happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday night. It could be probably one of the biggest WrestleManias of all time. And you're going to get all of our input, all of our insights, all of our thoughts, opinions, and whatnot on the matches. We're going to predict who might win. DJ Joey Blaze sent over his predictions, so we'll talk about those as well in the episode. And so we're super excited to bring you this episode. And so before I talk to Rand, I need, real quickly, to thank a great sponsor of this podcast. And that, of course, is World's Greatest Comics. World's Greatest Comics has you covered for your comic book fandom. They've got single issues, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. Basically, if you need something, they probably have it or they will get it for you. So you need to check out the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And you can find them on Facebook. Just look for at WG Comics. You can even check out their awesome website, wgcomics.com. And once again, thanks to the fine folks down there. I truly do appreciate all the support from World's Greatest Comics. It means a lot to me. And thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to probably go a little bit long on this edition. So I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear myself and Ringside Rand talk all about WrestleMania. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am sitting down this evening with just one half of the pro wrestling pundits, Ringside Rand. How are you?
I am living the life, baby. WrestleMania season, two nights. We're going big.
This might very well be, no joke, one of the biggest WrestleManias we've had, maybe ever. And unfortunately, as I mentioned in the intro, DJ Joey Blaze feeling a little bit under the weather. He went to Squared Circle Expo in Indianapolis, about a week ago, I believe. Said he had a great time, but said he's feeling a little under the weather. And Rand, you know, I've been to my fair share of comic book conventions and wrestling conventions and whatnot. That happens quite frequently. I think it's all these people in a closed area, you know, and if somebody has the sniffles, it spreads, you know. So that's a real thing, folks. If you're unaware, it happens.
What kind of attendance was there?
That's a great question. It looked in everything that I saw online from all the folks that went. And I have gone before in the past. I decided not to go this year due to, quite frankly, dragging my feet a little bit and making a decision. But It's pretty packed. I mean, it's well attended for sure. I don't know. From everything I saw, it looked like it was as packed as it has been in previous years. It was a very busy weekend for those folks with the Squared Circle Expo. Hope to be there next year. It's a cool convention. I gotta say, I'm not trying to downplay how awesome it is, but it's a really, really good convention. I definitely highly recommend, if you haven't done so, make the trip to Indianapolis and check it out next year.
Indianapolis is a great city for conventions and sporting events.
Yes, absolutely. I concur. And it's not that bad of a drive from Columbus. It's like, what, 3.5?
I think you get on Route 70.
I'm pretty sure you just get on Route 70 and just go west. I'm sure that's how it works. All right. Well, we're going to talk about WrestleMania 40, Night 1 and Night 2. We're going to give our predictions. And then next week, when we reconvene, we'll see if indeed our predictions are correct. DJ Joey Blaze will be sending over his via instant messenger or text message here, so we will fold his in as we discuss the matches. And I always have to preface this. We are recording on Wednesday night. There is the go-home episode of SmackDown here in a couple of days. If anything happens big, we'll definitely talk about it next week, as well as, if I'm not mistaken, the Hall of Fame is also this Friday. And Rand, can I just ask you real quick, what do you think about this year's class of the WWE Hall of Fame for 2024?
I think the highlight of the week, and I saw this in an interview, Paul Heyman has not written a speech, that he's going to depend on the temperature of the room as to where he goes, which means he could go a dozen different directions. He's one of the best speakers in the business, and he's got history to back it up.
I was just going to say, and we all know that he can do a promo. He can give a speech, most definitely. I mean, that's probably a great one. I have a couple of question marks as to a few folks that are being inducted. The first one, Thunderbolt Patterson. I don't understand why he's being inducted. He never worked for the WWE. He was notorious for, if he didn't get his way in a territory, he would just leave. He ran opposition to some territories if he got mad and left. Just to be honest, Rand, he bored me to no end as a kid. He still bores me to no end as an adult. I don't understand why him. And I know some folks might say, well, John, they like to put in an African-American representative. Okay, fine. Then there's plenty of other African-American wrestlers who are probably more deserving than Thunderbolt Patterson. I'm just throwing it out there.
Why is Doink the Clown in the Hall of Fame?
Well, correct. I mean, like, here's a short list of people that I think would be more deserving than Thunderbolt Patterson. SD Jones.
Oh, yeah.
SD Jones was one of those preliminary talents that made the villains look really good because he was a really good worker. Shelton Benjamin. There's another gentleman. All right, that certainly has won the Intercontinental title on many occasions, has been profiled at the, maybe not main event level, but certainly at the top of the card. Kamala, you could put Kamala in. And I know some people might say, well, it was an insensitive gimmick. You know, it was a stereotype, but it was over. And that's what we're looking at, people that made an impact in professional wrestling. I just don't see how or why Thunderbolt Patterson is on this list. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you could say the same about Bull Nakano, U.S. Express, Leah Maivia.
Now, see, I disagree. I think Leah Maivia is a trailblazer. I think from watching Tales from the Territories on Vice, what she did with Polynesian Pro, running the show. Granted, she had a little bit of help from Lars Anderson, but I think she's very deserving. But the U.S. Express was another one that I have a question mark about because they didn't last that long. Wyndham ended up leaving and Dan Spivey took his place. And here's just another example, if I may, of what I came up with. Look, everybody complains that Rick Martel's not in the Hall of Fame. Well, here's a perfect opportunity. Tito Santana, Rick Martel, Strikeforce, they were over. They were very popular. you kill two birds with one stone. And even if Tito's already in, which he is, 2004, I think he went in, it doesn't matter. Scott Hall's in twice. You know, that's not an excuse. And I don't know, with Bull Nakano, I don't know. I disagree with you on that one as well, Rand. I think Bull Nakano, she was a one-time WWF Women's Champion, but she too, I guess, in Japan was quite a superstar over there. So I don't know. Like I said, I just feel like...
Some of this is contributors versus wrestlers.
What do you mean?
For example.
Well, Muhammad Ali is deserving, I think, and he's going in the
contributors.
Celebrity. Thank you. Yes, the celebrity. Right. Okay. All right. So it'll be interesting to see what Heyman comes up with, you know, for his speech. And I'm sure, no matter what he does, whether he prepares or just wings it, I'm sure it'll be gold. All right, let's talk about these matches, shall we? All right, let's start off night one. Let's start off with the Women's World Championship is on the line, Rand. Rhea Ripley is going to take on Becky Lynch. What are your thoughts on this match, and who do you think is going to be victorious?
This is really well built. I really like the way they've done this. It's gone on for a couple of months. And I got Rhea Ripley. I got Mommy winning, keeping the title.
I agree with you. I think it has been pretty well built. I like how they even incorporated things outside of the ring, like, you know, the appearance of Rhea Ripley on that podcast for MMA, and then Becky showed up and they had the fight, and then the other night on Raw they had to have the big pull apart. I think it's been really well built. I agree with you, Rand. I don't see Mommy dropping the title, because I think we're going to see her maybe drop that title at SummerSlam, probably against Jade Cargill.
Oh, by the way, that's in Cleveland, right?
I believe so. Yes, I do. I do believe that it is in Cleveland.
Side step for you. 4 or 5 years ago, I met the director of special events at the Horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to get SummerSlam. They did not meet the qualifications for WrestleMania, but he thought he could get SummerSlam.
Well, I mean, we are getting an outdoor game now for the NHL on March 1st of 2025, so maybe next year we could get a SummerSlam. You're right, by the way, it is in Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, so yep. You were correct. Joey, by the way, sent over his picks. He has also gone with Rhea Ripley, so we're all three putting our hedging our bets to Rhea Ripley. All right, let's move on to the match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. It is Gunther versus Sami Zayn. So, Rand, what do you think?
I don't think Chad Gable can coach Sami Zayn enough. I do like the character there. I like Chad Gable tutelage. Maybe it's just me, but I can't get behind Sami Zayn. I'm going with Gunther.
Joey's going with Gunther. I am also going with Gunther, just because I agree with you. I think that, I mean, let's be honest. We all know who it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be Brock Lesnar versus Gunther. And then, obviously, the scandal has broken, and Brock is somewhat tied up in that. So they threw in Sami Zayn. I just don't think that this is going to be an entertaining. This would be a great match on Raw or SmackDown. I don't think this is a WrestleMania match. I know they've done a decent job of trying to build it, but I'm not sold on Sami Zayn either. So, again, all three of us for our second match have all selected Gunther to hold on to the Intercontinental Championship.
I do think the fallout, the disagreement that's going to happen inevitably between Sami and Chad, that's going to make a great series. Those two guys will have a lot of great matches.
Yeah, if they go that route, I definitely would agree with you on that. If they went that route and they had a little program between Chad Gable and Sami Zayn, I think that would be great. Yeah, absolutely. All right, now we have a six-pack tag team ladder match for the tag team championships. Now, I read somewhere that they are maybe considering that if one individual grabs the red belts, we'll call them, the Raw belts, and then the other individual from a different team grabs the SmackDown t- titles, that they might split the world tag team titles, which again, I think is stupid. I hope they don't do that. I hope that was just a silly rumor that somebody was cooking up, because I'm tired of these split titles, if you will.
So you're saying that there are silly rumors on the internet about wrestling.
Yeah, I know. Go figure, right? Jeez.
Let me write that one down.
So let's run down the individuals in the six-pack tag team matchup. You have the Judgment Day. You have DIY, The Awesome Truth, The New Day, A-Town Down Under, and The New Catch Republic, which is, of course, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. I'm going to throw out my prediction first. Just because they've been pushing them and they've been featuring them more on Raw, and even though the win-loss record may not be the best, I think Gargano and Ciampa are going to win this and going to win the tag team titles.
I really thought the build-up of the Judgment Day and R-Truth was hilarious. Him being a part-time, not really a member, I thought that was great stuff. I'd really like to see New Day win and maybe have the missing member return just to show up in celebration.
Well, he's going to be there because he's part of an eating contest with Otis at some restaurant. And he's also part of the kickoff show, if I'm not mistaken. So Big E will be there in the house. And so if New Day would win, they certainly could have all three of them celebrate.
I'm going with the New Day for that possible. Although I like a lot of these teams, though. I mean, Judgment Day is nowhere near done.
No, absolutely not.
Vince and R-Truth have a lot of steam. Like you mentioned, Gargano and Ciampa. Those guys could go a long time as well. I really don't see a weak link in this match.
And I really do like Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. I've been a big fan of Tyler Bate for a long time. I think he's got such an innovative style, and he's got pretty decent charisma. So I'm a big fan of the New Catch Republic. Now, to what I'm not a big fan of, that is going to be the next match, Rand. We're going to have Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. I'm tired of this. I don't understand why this is a match on WrestleMania. Again, I feel like it could have been like a Sami Zayn Gunther, could have been done on Raw, even though it's been done many, many times on Raw. Of all the matches over this weekend, this one, I'm just not into. I don't know why. It's not that I don't think the Bloodline is done. I don't think they're done. They've proven that by incorporating The Rock, but yeah, I'm not down with this one.
Talk to the crack research team. This is the third WrestleMania match between brothers.
Okay.
Owen and Brett. And it took me a while to find Jeff and Matt Hardy.
Oh.
That was the one I couldn't find right away. This has been a match that's been teased for a long time. And I think as good as it is, it's being overshadowed by The Rock and Roman. Now, we're going to see Solo's going to interfere in this match, isn't he?
I mean, the possibility is there, yes.
Yeah.
This match gets my oddball, weird theory of how it will go down, which I know I always have one for every one of these pay-per-view previews. I think it's going to end up being a double count-out, a no contest, a double DQ or whatever, because I have a feeling – this is how I would like to see it happen. I would like to see them fight to the back and then come back in the main event, fighting back down the aisleway to be a distraction, to lead to a screw-up between Roman and The Rock, and that's what leads to Cody and Seth winning. And I know I just kind of blew out of the water my prediction for the main event, but that's what I would like to see. I think that would be cool if they would put – you know, maybe put this match on second from the main event, and then it would be believable that for the last 20 minutes, those two have fought all the way around in the back, and then they come back out and cause an interruption.
That's plausible. I can see that. Do you think this match lost steam when The Rock got involved, that maybe this match should have been the Royal Rumble?
Oh, I totally agree with you on that, yes. I think a lot of things got kind of maneuvered around and switched around when The Rock threw his hat in the ring, so to speak.
Yeah, I'm going with Jey in this one.
All right, you're going with Jey. Joey's going with Jey, and I'm going with my weird double count out, no contest decision. All right, involving maybe just a brawl to the back, or maybe Solo Sikoa or whatever. That's what I'm sticking with. All right, let's talk about the six-woman tag team match. We have Damage Control, Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane taking on Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi.
I think Jade Cargill's lost a lot of momentum, much like a lot of people who go from WWE to AEW lose momentum. They're there. You think they're going to be great, but she hasn't shown it yet. Typically, like Rusev and a couple others who go to AEW, Ruby Riott, they go there, they look great, then they fade away. We need to see more from her to prove that she deserves this big of a push.
So you going Damage Control then as your selection?
Yeah, Damage Control. Asuka's not nearly what she used to be.
That's true, because she hasn't had a strong showing in the last few programs she has been in, including this one. Look, I agree with you. Jade Cargill has to prove that she came from AEW. She is very talented. She has to prove a lot to the fans in the WWE universe. And so, therefore, I feel that Bianca, Jade, and Naomi win, because you can't kill that momentum. She's and I don't even think Jade Cargill's hit like all of her momentum. I think that she's still working on it, and if you put them under, that's not going to work well. That stops all the momentum Jade had. I see bright things for Jade Cargill, as I mentioned. I think comes SummerSlam, we might see Rhea versus Jade. But so I'm picking the baby faces, as did DJ Joey Blaze. He picked the baby faces to go over as well.
I didn't hear him say that.
Well, trust me, I have his picks here. I sound
okay. Yes. I thought maybe about ESPN or something.
I don't know how he came up with these. I'm sure he put a lot of thought into them while he's laid up. I know. All right. To the next match, the Latino World Order. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee take on Santos Escobar and Dirty Dom Mysterio. Okay, I guess I'm not really going to say that this match is going to be lousy, but it does lack any type of logic. Why is Dirty Dom, who is a member of the Judgment Day, teaming with one of the guys from whatever Phantasma or whatever, I don't remember their stable, what their name is, but why are these two teaming up against Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee? And furthermore, haven't we seen enough of Dom versus his dad?
Yeah. I think this will be the first match of the show. I think it'll be a lot of high-flying action, but it's got some questionable storyline elements.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you on that. I think that I think it's going to be a great match, and I agree with you. If I was booking, that definitely would be the first match out of the gates, because they're going to put it all on the line. I mean, they're definitely going to. But it just seems like it was haphazardly thrown together, is I guess what I'm getting at. All right, so Rand, who do you pick for the winner here? Joey's picked Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee.
Ooh, I'm going with Dominic's team.
Okay,
I think he'll do something unpleasant.
I'm going with you as well. I'm going Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. I think I agree with you. I think some chicanery will come into play, and that will lead them to the victory. And still, I think it's going to be one of the best matches of the weekend. So, all right, that leads us to the match that I've already stated, who I think is going to win, and this is the main event for night one: the Bloodline, The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody and Seth. By the way, if Rhodes and Rollins wins, all the members of the Bloodline are barred from ringside during the Universal Championship match on night two. If The Rock and Reigns win, the championship match on night two will be held under Bloodline rules. So I've kind of already given you my thoughts on who's going to win, which, of course, is Cody and Seth. What do you say, Rand? Who do you think wins in this encounter?
Hold my beer, not so fast. I'm going with the Bloodline so that there will be Bloodline rules, which will make Cody and Seth win the next night even bigger, that they overcame more odds. I think originally the plan was Rock versus Roman, but but neither one wanted to take the loss. So they came up with these three scenarios where we have tag team match tonight, two championship matches tomorrow night. I don't see Rock or Roman losing.
I think that this is another one of those matches that kind of got messed up because, remember, the rumor was it was going to be Punk and Rollins, and then that didn't happen, obviously, due to the injury. So I see where you're going. We've had. Let me just explain real quick. My take on the Bloodline, Cody Rhodes, Rock, that whole situation, that whole storyline has been fantastic. I stated this to some friends. To me, the beatdown that Cody has been taking has made it so that the odds are totally stacked against him and you're rooting for him. It's making that connection that we haven't seen in a lot of these storylines throughout professional wrestling, no matter the company. I like it. It's obvious that he paid very close attention to his dad. I mean, I can think of all the times that Dusty got his ass kicked, right? And it looked like he was never going to win. He was never going to beat the Horsemen. He was never going to beat whomever. And he managed to do it, and that led the crowd to go bonkers. So I think this has been a fantastic storyline. But I think that Cody and Seth are going to win just because of the way that they presented things.
It seems like The Rock and Cody have gotten rather personal and a little bit more violent than I was expecting.
Yeah, which, okay, I think that's good. I mean, that's what drew me into wrestling was the action, was the violence. You know, I've said it many times before. That's the reason why I loved Bruiser Brody, because that guy was violent. And I was like, this guy is going to hurt somebody, like permanently hurt somebody. And so, you know, violence goes hand in hand with professional wrestling. I don't know what more to say. So I've loved the violence level being taken up a little bit and the personal shots at Mama Rhodes. You know, I dig it.
I'm watching every minute of it.
Absolutely.
I'm watching YouTube highlights. I'm watching all of it.
Absolutely. So anything else for night one before we get into night two, Rand?
I hope we have good weather outdoors.
Yes, I'm sure they're watching the forecast very, very closely for Philadelphia. But nonetheless, you know, I'm sure that they have a contingency plan. I'm sure that they have some structure already in place just in case. So, all right, before we jump into night two real quick, Rand, I got to let some folks know about a great sponsor of the PVD cast. And of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. They are your one-stop shop for all your comic book related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, a great pull system, a friendly staff. They got you covered, okay? They seriously, 5 stars for this comic book store. That's what I'm telling you. So you need to stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can check them out online. WGComics.com is their web address. And you can follow them on their very active social media account. Of course, Facebook at WGComics. All right, Rand, let's move on into night two. Let's start off with a match that, to be honest with you, I literally, when I highlighted the winner, I put after it, why not? Because I don't know who to pick for this match. And that is the contingency known as the Pride, which, of course, is Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford, and Bobby Lashley, with, of course, B-Fab, versus the Final Testament, Karrion Kross, Occam Razor, with Paul Ellering and Scarlett. Yeah, I just picked the Final Testament because I don't really know who to pick in this one.
It seems like they can't find a place for Karrion Kross.
No, they cannot.
Great look. I like Scarlett with him, but it just seems like they can't find a place for him. And I think he deserves. I think he's really good. And I also think that the Street Profits have been waffling lately. Are they good guys? Are they heels? I like them better as good guys.
Yeah, you know what? There has been a little bit of a waffle between whether their faces or their heels. I liked them better as heels, actually. I can't believe I'm saying that. I really liked them, but I feel like they wanted to try something with Karrion Kross, and I agree with you. Talented dude, just they can't seem to figure something out for him, like what to do with him. So I don't know. And I really thought maybe that they would do something with Scarlett too, but they really haven't done anything with her either.
I don't think I've seen her wrestle by herself.
No, no. So Joey and I have both picked the Final Testament. Rand, what do you think?
I'm going with the Street Profits.
Okay. Oh, by the way, did I mention? I don't know if I mentioned it. Joey has also picked the Bloodline for the main event of Night One as well. I think we got off on a tangent there, and I didn't mention that, but maybe I did. I don't know. But if I did, okay, no big deal. All right, let's go to the triple threat match for the United States Championship. It's Logan Paul defending against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens.
I got to tell you, my skepticism of Logan Paul is long gone. He can go. I'm really surprised that somebody who doesn't wrestle very often wrestles this well. He's been a great surprise.
Oh, I totally agree with you on that. Absolutely. He's got athleticism out the wazoo, and he's been able to take that athleticism and really learn how to be a good wrestler. You know, somebody pointed out on that one, I believe it was the Saudi Arabia show, when he took on Rey Mysterio and Rey botched a move, and Logan really kind of adjusted himself so that Rey wouldn't get injured and you know, took the brunt of that move. You learn that through expertise and experience. Excuse me, not expertise. You learn it through experience. So that guy, man, he's just got it. He knows exactly what it is that needs to happen in the ring to have a great match, even when things go sideways.
I think the funniest thing I ever heard about Logan Paul, a couple of years ago, he got started and he had a match against The Miz. The comment was, if I want to see two guys from Cleveland fight, I'll go to a Browns game.
Yes, I saw that too. I saw that. Well, I saw lots of different ones that had different punchlines for that. So are you picking Logan Paul, or are you picking Orton or Owens?
I'm taking the RKO out of nowhere, Randy Orton.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's a bold pick. I think Owens and Orton, I just don't see them with the U.S. title. I think that Logan Paul has done a very good job. You know, he's done things outside of the ring to help his cause and to help the company as well. Don't get me wrong. I think Orton and Owens still are top-tier talent. It's just I don't see them right now with the United States Championship.
I think Orton's kind of lost since his former tag team buddy's gone.
Oh, Matt Riddle. Yes, I think I agree with you. I agree with you 100% on that. That they don't seem to know what to do with him, so they stick him against Logan Paul and mixed him in this, you know, Kevin Owens Logan Paul kind of feud. You know, but he's still one of the greats.
Beneath the standard of Randy Orton.
Yeah, right.
He's a world champion contender.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely agree with you. All right, let's talk about AJ Styles versus L.A. Knight. Yeah.
It's got to finally happen for L.A. Knight, doesn't it?
I mean, you say that, but that's why I can't put any faith behind him. I mean, I've selected AJ Styles to win just because there's nothing that they've done with him recently that makes me say, oh, yeah, he's going to get a victory over AJ at WrestleMania. There's just nothing. I mean, they had the opportunity to do something big with him, with his mini program with Roman Reigns and being involved in the title mix there. I just don't know. Like, it's so easy to keep him in the mix. Spin him off and feud with Jimmy. Spin him off and feud with Solo. I mean, he could have been somebody, because I guess that is kind of maybe the one small piece of wrestling logic. Like, when Cody and Seth get their asses kicked, or when Cody got his ass kicked, there was nobody there to try to help. You know, that could have been an easy one where LA Knight could have run out to try to help, and he got lamb blasted, you know, and he ends up not getting to help Cody.
And it would fit his character.
Yeah, it would fit his character. He's not losing anything. I mean, you could have had. Yeah, you could have kept him in this world title picture. Instead, inexplicably, AJ Styles hates him, which I didn't understand the storyline and the logic behind that, but I'm still going with AJ winning. Rand, what's your prediction for this match, AJ or LA?
LA Knight finally wins.
Okay.
Eventually, I'll be right with him.
Eventually, you keep picking him. Eventually. All right, let's go to Drew McIntyre versus Seth freaking Rollins. This has been a pretty good program, even though we have CM Punk involved as well in a indirect manner. So I still think this has been a very well-built storyline. I feel that Drew McIntyre is going to win because I feel like Seth is going to be too beat up. That's the story. He got beat up on Raw. He got beat up in the tag match. He's got the bad knee. He's got the bad back. I think he wants to take some time off to get healed up. I think this would be an easy way for him to still look strong, but lose the belt. You know, Drew just attacks him and just destroys that knee and gets the victory because Seth just can't continue. He just can't. He puts up a fight, but he ends up eating a claymore, and 1, 2, 3, we got a new champ.
Well, given the weather last couple of days, you stole my thunder, pal. That's what lined up. You stole my thunder. By the way, we've got enough.
Yeah, I agree. By the way, I left out Joey's pick. He picked LA Knight. I don't know if I said that again. Darn it. I'm not doing a good job of keeping track. But okay.
Wait, for all you worldwide listeners, and by the way, we know you're out there, we've had a lot of storms here in Central Ohio. So that's what the reference is.
Yeah, in fact, we had some that possibly could have came through last night, and they didn't. Unfortunately, they hit some other areas in Central Ohio, which is not cool. But, yeah, we've had, like, what? Since January 1st, they said we've had, like, what, 18 tornadoes?
Unseasonable, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Well, getting back to this matchup between Drew and Seth, Joey has selected Seth Rollins. So we'll see who I'm curious as to why he thinks Seth Rollins was gonna go over. But anyways, let's get to the singles match for the WWE Women's Championship, Io Sky versus Bayley. I gotta be honest. I missed the whole babyface turn for Bayley. I missed it a couple weeks of SmackDown. So I really don't have an opinion on how impactful that was.
The basis of it was the other girls were talking about her behind her back.
Oh, okay.
Got pushed out of the group that she started. And they were, I believe it was even in Japanese that they were doing it in front of her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dakota, Asuka, and Kairi Sane.
Wait, Dakota's from New Zealand. Does she speak Japanese?
Well, maybe she nodded her head a lot.
Okay.
Kind of like the petty teenage girl story where they turned their back on her, and even though she started the group, I have Bayley finally getting the revenge of taking the title away from Io Sky.
Well, Joey and I both picked Bayley as well because I agree 100% that I think the story's run its course. I think you have to split Damage Control off and let them do their own thing, and Bayley can go about doing her own thing. I'd be curious to see if there's a what's the word I'm looking for, like a makeover for the character of Bayley, like maybe some, not saying she goes back to what she was doing when she first started, you know, with the loud colors and the whole cheery, maybe overly cheery even, you know, I don't think she goes back there, but I think she has to change her look a little bit from, you know, what she's been doing with Damage Control, which seems to be a little more, I don't know how to describe the wardrobe, but you get what I'm saying, is I think she's got to do something different.
She's not going to be a hugger?
No, I think those days have come and gone.
Okay.
All right, let's get to our main event for the Universal Championship, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. Joey has already stated in his predictions he believes Cody Rhodes is the winner.
I think under bloodline rules, Cody overcomes and finishes the story.
Okay.
So I got Cody winning. Maybe some kind of some kind of interference backfires.
That's what I have down here. I feel like the bloodline will in my scenario, because Cody and Seth win on night one, so that means nobody's allowed at ringside for the bloodline. But They try to come down the rampway. All right, they try to interfere, and that leads Cody to get a victory. I could also see The Rock trying to interfere, and he screws up, and then Roman's mad at him, and that spins us off Rock and Roman maybe for SummerSlam. But yeah, either way, I feel like, yeah, Cody Rhodes, we got to finish the story. We have to.
That's been drawn out long enough. There's only so many times you can beat around the babyface.
Yeah.
Before it gets old.
Absolutely correct. Yeah. All right. Any other notes, Rand, that you have for WrestleMania weekend, night one, night two, or anything else for that matter?
Just a reminder that WWE Raw will be here in town April 22nd.
That's right. I forgot about that. I was, like I said, off air. I went to the Blue Jackets game the other night, and they had that on the different TVs as you walk around the concourse. They were talking about all the things that were coming.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're going?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I won two tickets on QFM 96.
Okay. Torg and Elliot in the morning, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right. Well, Rand, we're going to do this all over again next week. Hopefully, DJ Joey Blaze will be feeling better and he can join us. As I told you and him in the group chat, but clearly the Michael Hayes and Buddy Roberts of this group are missing our Terry Gordy.
Bam, bam.
Yes. Now, I haven't said, ladies and gentlemen, between Rand and I, who is Buddy Roberts and who is Michael Hayes, but we'll leave that up to your own opinion. Okay. All right, Rand, let's wrap it up real quick. Where can folks find you on the internet?
Hey, you can look me up on Twitter. Get your pencil and paper out. That's RANDDIMAR. And you can choke on that.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Rand, it's been fun, and I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Ringside Rand and yours truly talking about WrestleMania. You heard our predictions and our thoughts and our opinions on the event. And even the WWE Hall of Fame as well. We kicked the conversation off talking about that. So this weekend's going to be packed full of wrestling goodness. Not only just WrestleMania, but all the independent shows that are going on in the Philadelphia area surrounding WrestleMania like every year. So if you love pro wrestling, then this weekend is going to be Nirvana for you. With that being said, I'm going to wrap things up here so that you can commence your WrestleMania festivities. Let me tell you where you can get in touch with me if you have a comment about this episode or any episode for that matter. You can find me on X. My handle there is at PVDMVP. You can leave me a message over on Facebook, Instagram, or Threads. Just search for at PVDcast. And you can even shoot me an email if you like. johnorlando@pvdcast.com is the email address. And maybe you want to let some folks know about where they can hear the PVDcast. Well, there's a bunch of avenues for that. First off, pvdcast.com is the online home of yours truly and the easiest place to find all of the episodes. The PVDcast is also available through all of those major podcasting outlets. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcasting outlet, go to the search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And as always, if you are listening through one of those podcasting outlets, please rate and review. It helps me out so much. It lets them know who's listening and who's not. And so it's something that's super important. So if you could, give me as many stars as you like. Write a quick little review. Love the show. It's great. Anything. You don't have to write like a full sentence even. You can just write a quick phrase if you'd like. But nonetheless, that helps me out tremendously. So please make sure that you rate, review, and of course, subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. But if you want one more easy way to check out each episode, every Wednesday night through the Facebook page at PVDcast, I do a little live broadcast of the week's episode, so you can catch it there again Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time through the Facebook outlet. Through the outlet of the Facebook page. You can tell it's a longer episode, folks. I'm stumbling and fumbling. But you know what? Check it out Wednesday nights, again, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time through the Facebook page. And with that, I'm going to take my tired old rear end and wrap this up. I want to thank you all for checking out the episode. And with that, I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2024.